This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, welcome to the week. I am ready and I hope you are. And we have a great show for you tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to talk to you a little bit here in just a moment about security. It's not going to be political. We're just going to talk straight up security here in a few. Just feel like, given all the recent news, maybe it's time to have a really basic conversation about such things. We're going to talk about how they use power wherever they find power, and we have to use power back. And if that violates your sensibilities, I'll explain it all. I have a Democrat who emailed in and doesn't like, a former Democrat, I'm sorry, and said he doesn't like that I call them all communists, because they're not all communists, he says. Okay, and I'll discuss that in a very respectful way. I've got mags, I said something offensive. I'm having a personal war within myself because I can't bring myself to narc on somebody. All that, and halfway through next hour, I have somebody coming on because there was a detailed breakdown done of these Antifa networks. How do they operate? How do they communicate? And I found it to be so endlessly fascinating. So J. Michael Waller's coming on halfway through next hour to discuss it. Before I get to any of those things, I thought we should just discuss a practical matter here. Something that we have discussed before, but I feel like I don't talk about it enough. I feel obligated to talk about this with you because I know your loved ones matter to you. I know your personal safety matters to you. And we are living in a time in this country of increased violence, and there is no sign at all that that is about to stop. It's not going to last forever, don't get me wrong. But I also don't know where it's going. I don't know how bad it's going. In large part, I said I'm not going to be political, but I guess I'll be a little bit political to open the show. In large part because the people perpetrating the violence, people doing the violence, and the people telling them to do the violence, you Nazi, they're not sorry. They're not sorry. They're not changing their ways. So we may have to go through some tough times. That's life. Anyone who's lived long enough will tell you tough times are coming. Everybody lives through them at some point in time. Peaks and valleys, that's life. So we have more violence around us. I know about that shooting at the Mormon church in Michigan. Prayers for all them, prayers for those families over the weekend. But obviously it's well beyond that. There are terrorist attacks, political terrorist attacks, just straight up psycho violence. Some dude firing a weapon off his boat into a restaurant at vacationers in North Carolina. Just every day you wake up and there's something bonkers in the news. So why we got here, how we got here is something we've talked about at length. And we can talk about it again more, but that's not what I want to talk about now. I want to talk about practical things that apply to you and apply to me. Demons are on the move in this society. Evil is on the move. Whether they're afraid or the reason doesn't matter. They are on the move. And people who've been consumed by evil, oftentimes people who want to leave this world, they want to die, they hate themselves that much, which that is so sad, right? They decide they want to take people out on the way out. And who do they want to take out? Who do demons want to hurt the most? They want to hurt the most innocent in our society. So I'm just going to tell you what I've done in the past 5 days. I've done these things. And I'm not telling this to you because I'm bragging about what I did. I want you to do this, and you can do this, okay? I went to the school my sons go to. And I gave it a hard, honest look. Now, maybe you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not trained. I don't know anything. Now, set that aside. I'm not talking about your training. I'm not talking about your background. I want you to go to your school, the school of your children. If you're a kid listening to me, I want you to do this. And I want you to have a mental exercise. And here's the question you have to ask. Can somebody who wants to die come kill people at this school? Now, let me pause for a second. Islamic terrorism, jihad, it's something that came about really in the 70s, but it really, really got cranked into overdrive, honestly, post 9/11, where these jihadis, we were having a hard time dealing with them, a hard time understanding them. And as a practical matter, we were having a difficult time figuring out how to stop somebody who's willing to die. Historically, that's been the most difficult thing to do in the world. You call them a terrorist, a murderer, an assassin, whatever label you want to put on them. If somebody wants to hurt you and they're willing to die to do it, that is such a difficult thing to stop. So we got this Islamic terrorism, and we were always having to deal with this in Iraq, and we were dealing Afghanistan. They were dealing with this. What do we do if he's got a bomb in his truck and he's willing to sit in it and blow it up? That's a difficult problem to tackle. Very similarly, we have to approach our schools, our churches. I'll get to that in a moment. Synagogues, wherever you worship. And we have to put ourselves in the mind of a jihadi, of a tranny demon, of a whatever. If there's someone who wants to die and wants to take innocent people with them, can they? And the answer to that question, overwhelmingly, for our soft targets, where our most precious people are, the answer to that question is yes. The security at the school my kids go to is pretty freaking good. They take it very seriously. Armed guards, the works. Even still, I showed up, poked around, looked around, trying to put myself in the mind of a suicidal demon who wanted to kill kids, and I could get some, no question. But I didn't just assess it. I went and respectfully spoke to them about it. And honestly, they agreed, and they're ramping things up. Church yesterday. Worship service starts. I just felt compelled. I just felt called to do it. I left the sanctuary, walked out. And I just started poking around. I walked out the front door. Could somebody drive into this church with a bomb? I walked to the back door. Is it locked? It was not. Poked my nose around the nursery. If I was an evil, suicidal demon who wanted to kill as many Christians as I could on the way out, could I? The answer to that question, much more so than the school, was easily. And this is a church, by the way, that I want to caution you on this. Not only do they have a security team, there's a cop there. Full tack gear, and there's a cop sitting there. And you know what that was worth? Nothing. Because I stood there observing him for probably 5 minutes. Just stood there observing him. I walked by, back and forth. You know how many times he looked up from his stupid freaking phone as he sat there at the table? Not one time. I don't know what he was doing. Texting his girlfriend, putting posts on Facebook. If I was a tranny demon and I wanted to kill him and then go kill everyone, it would have been cake. It would have been nothing. He would have been no impediment at all. All that gear would have been nothing to me. Shoot, if I wanted to, I could have just slipped right in the back door because he was at the front, walked right in the sanctuary and killed as many people as humanly possible before he got off Instagram and came and tried to do something about it. And I didn't just observe and criticize. I approached and I said, hey, I think I would like to get involved in this on the security team of this church. I want to encourage you to have an accurate, honest assessment of the soft targets in your life, whatever they may be. It doesn't have to be a school or a church or a synagogue, but it doesn't have to be that. the places where innocent people go. Maybe your daughter's in dance. Maybe it's a dance school. You think a tranny demon or any kind of other evil human being wouldn't like to shoot up a bunch of little girls? Maybe your boy's in Cub Scouts. Maybe it's Little League. It's baseball season. It's playoff time. Do you think they'd like to shoot up a bunch of kids? Have you taken any kind of an accurate assessment of the places in your life? And if you have, whether you have or not, are you doing anything about it? Start now. I want you to be safe. And we live in a world that is unsafe. And set aside this childish notion. I don't want a single... I tell you, you can email me whatever you want. You can. But I hope I don't get a single email that says something along the lines of, I don't want to live in this world. Congratulations. Neither do I. This is the world we've been given. Can't do anything about it. This is the world we have. Take an assessment. Use your voice. These things are going to keep happening. All right? All right. If you by chance are nervous to speak up, all that means is you haven't been taking your male vitality stack or female vitality stack from chalk. You feel weak and effeminate. You don't feel energized. Your mind isn't working clearly, and you need natural herbal supplements to turn that around. Why did I go to the church and the school in the past 4 or 5 days? Because I've had a male vitality stack running through my veins for 3 years. There's nothing that's going to stop me. You want your energy better, your mood better, your entire life. Chalk has changed my life. Natural herbal supplements changing your life? That's weird. No. You are 90 days away from knowing exactly what I'm talking about. Go get a subscription. You'll save a bunch of money. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com/Jesse. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I just want you to be safe. That's why I had that talk. I'm not going to belabor the point now. I want you to be safe. I dread the day I walk in here with an email of, Jesse, my mom was hurt. Jesse, my son was hurt. I want you to be safe. Don't try to wish away evil. Do something about it. They are everywhere in our society. All right? All right. I wanted to get to this because, well, here it is. Got an email. Remember, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. All your emails are welcome. Jesse, I had been a longtime Democrat until Trump came into office a second time, and I started listening to your radio station. I realized I'd not been doing enough research in the past and simply didn't realize how bad the Democrat Party's ideas had gotten. In a sense, I guess you might say I was brainwashed. I only have one issue with your show, otherwise I enjoy your show. Why do you say all Democrats are communists? When in fact, I think there are probably a lot of Democrats that are not communists. We've just been told a bunch of lies. Could you please quit calling all Democrats communists? No need to dump on all Democrats, so on and so forth. It says, thank you, have a wonderful day. Okay, so let me explain something, not just to this person, but to everybody. Let me ask you this. Let's say there's a group of young men, 5 20-year-olds, right? And these 5 20-year-olds, they have someone come into their life. He's a man. And this man who comes into their life hates me, wants me to die for the things I say. That wouldn't be unbelievable, right? Wants me to die for the things I say. He hates the Jesse Kelly Show. He hates the crappiest country in the world tournament. And he wants me to die, all right? So that's his motivation. But he goes to these 5 young men, these 5 20-year-olds, and he starts to tell them over and over and over again that I am a murderer and a drug dealer and I need to be killed. Jesse Kelly's a murderer and a drug dealer and he needs to be killed. Jesse Kelly's a murderer and a drug dealer and he needs to be killed. Now, I'm neither a murderer nor am I a drug dealer. But after a long enough period of time, these 20-year-olds believing what they've been told, believing the lie. They show up at my house and they come into my house to kill me because they believe I'm a murderer and a drug dealer and I need to die. Now, let me ask you something. Does my situation, five guys in my house trying to kill me, does my situation change because these guys are true believers versus people who believe in lies? Or no matter what, am I in the exact same situation? I'm in the same situation whether they truly believe it or whether they just have been lied to or whether they're masterminds behind the scheme. None of this changes it any at all. And yes, you can say the man who lied to them is the most evil one. And I would agree with you that he is the most evil one. But the situation on the ground remains the same. The Democrat Party of JFK, the Democrat Party of Bill Clinton is gone. The Democrat Party today, I know that you've been lied to. Well, not new. You woke up. And by the way, you deserve all of the credit in the world for waking up. The Democrat Party of today, of the year 2025, is a culturally Marxist party. They believe in the most disgusting, despicable things. And whether or not that individual, whoever that individual is, believes it just because they've been lied to, or whether they're an evil mastermind behind the entire scheme, is completely irrelevant. Totally irrelevant. When you're standing above my bed with a gun to my head, the reason you're there, it's completely inconsequential. It matters not at all. I have to do something about it, and you have to be stopped. If you are a Democrat today and you believe Donald Trump is a Russian agent and all illegals should get to come into the country, that people can change their sex if they just start chopping off body parts, and on and on and on and on and on down the list it goes, the list of verifiable lies, I'm sorry, but you are a communist. You may not want to be. And by the way, I realize 99% of Democrats don't consider themselves communist, but I don't care what you do or don't consider yourself as. The Democrat Party today is an evil communist party that is trying to destroy the United States of America. Whether or not each individual in the Democrat Party shares that motivation is inconsequential. Does not matter at all. In practice, it all works out exactly the same. And so, if being called a communist offends you, well, look, I'm really not trying to be mean, and I'm definitely not trying to be mean by this person who sent this in, because I really respect them for waking up. If it offends you, maybe that's good. You know, being offended sucks. It's not like it's a wonderful feeling when someone offends you, hurts your feelings, but oftentimes it's the best thing in the world for you. I remember when I was running for Congress, I got the fattest I ever got in my life. I wasn't working out, traveling all the time, eating the worst food. As you can imagine, you're always on the road. And look, I have every excuse, but I did it to myself. Got super fat. Fat for me. I'm 6'8". You wouldn't have known, but my parents would know. First thing my dad said when he came down and saw me, "Jeez, you got fat. What are you doing? Are you not working out?" You know what? Hearing that from your father, oof, hurts, right? Guess what? I started eating better and working out. The Democrat Party today is an evil, communist, anti-American party. And if you are voting for Democrats, you are voting for evil. And you have to stop. All right. Let's talk about these people using power. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. So let's discuss just a couple things here on the show. First, we are obviously, all of us, we are excited about the indictment of James Comey. To recap what we've talked about endlessly, government people have to go to prison. Corrupt government people who abuse their power have to go to prison in order to save the country. The most severe punishments in a society should be reserved for people in government who use their position for corruption. And when I say the most severe, I'm talking worse than murderers, worse than rapists, worse than robbers, worse than drug dealers, because you are entrusted with a position of power. If you use that power for your own selfishness, if you use that power for your own evil, you can actually completely destroy a country. And I've talked endlessly about how the United States government is by far the largest criminal organization on the planet, by far. Largest, most well-funded, and they all let each other out of jail. None of them, nobody significant, ever goes to prison. They steal our money, destroy our country, and they all let each other off scot-free. Okay, we got that. So after Barack Obama promoted endlessly and installed communists throughout our government, and then those communists spent their entire time canceling, getting rid of their ideological opponents, you, me, and promoting and hiring other communists, we finally got to the place under Joe Biden where the communists in this country had pretty much completely captured the system, captured all the institutions of power. And then because Joe Biden is a useless cadaver and he could only sit in the corner and drool, the communists like Anita Dunn, like Lisa Monaco, like all these others, the communists inside of the government went crazy. Went absolutely crazy, using all the power they had to attack their political opponents and, of course, reward their friends. Those are the two things communists do with power. That's what they believe in. And they will never not believe in that. Remember, if I were to give you power in the United States of America, if I had the power to hand you the presidency, we'll make it the biggest one. I know right now, if I were to ask you what you would do with it, if I were to ask you, what would you do with the presidency? I bet you money. Answers may differ. Of course, they'll differ. I bet you money, though, your answers are always centered around what's good for the country, what's good for the people. Maybe it's a border thing or a tax thing for you, or but whatever. But you would have the country's interests at heart. That's good. I'm glad you do. But please know that they don't share that at all. That never crosses their mind. The country's interests or the state's interests or the city's interest or the county's interest, these things never cross the communist's mind. They're only interested in what? What two things? Rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. That's what they do with power. So James Comey lied. James Comey has lied a lot. James Comey used his position as head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And he committed crimes with it. Why? Because the Democrat president of the United States of America, Barack Obama, told him to attack the Republican nominee, Donald Trump, and James Comey did. He did it personally, and he deployed the Federal Bureau of Investigation as if it were a political weapon and attacked Republicans. So James Comey has to burn for this. He has to go down and go down for a long time. He has to be indicted. He has to be tried. He has to be convicted. And he has to be sent to prison for a long time. Yeah, this guy.
Do you agree with the strategy of focusing on the Oath Keepers and focusing on prosecuting that group of individuals first in order for it to be a deterrent?
You've got to throw the net wide, get all of them, both the organized groups, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, but find everybody who went into that building. Find them all. Again, not because of my concern that those people who committed a misdemeanor are going to go into the community and reoffend. The message has to be sent of zero tolerance. We will find everyone and punish everyone who went in there so that no one does it again. We will hunt you to the end of the earth, even for a misdemeanor, and make you pay for that to send that message.
Okay, so he's got to be hunted. He has to be sent to prison. Now, we got all that. But I said all that to say this. It's not just, when we talk about the communists using power, it's not only that they use high positions of power, which they've managed to obtain, whether it be CEO or a media pundit or the presidency or the head of the FBI. It's not just that. Because they are all in on the revolution, they believe in using any power, large or small, Do you know what jury nullification is? For the most basic way I can explain jury nullification is you're on a jury. You know the person is guilty, or you believe the person is guilty. You're sitting there, you've seen the evidence, they're clearly guilty of the crimes. But you decide you're going to vote not guilty anyway. That's known as jury nullification. Here's a headline today from The Atlantic. Trump's politicized prosecutions may hit a roadblock. When the president puts his political enemies on trial on pretextual grounds, jurors have the option to refuse to convict. They're already pushing. And don't think, go ahead and write this one down. Don't think this is the only time you're going to hear the term jury nullification in the coming year and hopefully coming years. This is going to be a term, Chris, make sure you're recording this. This is going to be a term that is going to become part of the communist language in this country. Why? As communists are getting arrested in from street animals in Portland to elite communists like James Comey, as we are starting to arrest the communist criminals in this country, they are going to try to get themselves out of trouble with jury nullification. I can see it coming a million miles away. And the sad thing about this is I am very concerned they're going to be successful. And think about this. If you're in a trial, and remember how at least how it works in some criminal cases, I believe all, I don't know, there are probably exceptions. Anyway, you need everybody to say yes, guilty. Everybody. So we can only get communists thrown in prison if there are no registered Democrats on the jury? Is that where we are? There's a chance that's where we are, and I want to mentally prepare you for that. These people believe in using power, even if your only power is you got yourself on a jury as a Democrat. You now have power in your hands, power to protect the revolution, power more specifically to protect the revolutionaries, and you will use that power. This is going to be something elite communists are going to begin repeating. I bet you money that we will be playing you a montage of jury nullification, jury nullification, jury nullification before too long on this show. The communists are about to start programming their street animals to let their criminals out of prison. This is an ugly place to be. I get all that. So we're going to switch and go to some emails in a moment. But I just wanted to mentally prepare you for that. Don't forget, J. Michael Waller, speaking of street animals, is going to join us halfway through next hour. Because he has this breakdown of the Antifa terror networks. It's going to be endlessly fascinating on how it works. Oh, and before I forget, the Crappiest Country in the World tournament continues tomorrow, not tonight. India is taking on Somalia. You have to go to the show's Twitter page and vote. Just look up Jesse Kelly Show on Twitter, or I guess it's X now, and go vote. All right? Also, remember that pain is optional now. Because of relief factor, pain is optional. You don't have to dread getting out of bed, walking up the stairs or down the stairs, sitting down on something, standing up from something. Oh, my knee, my back, my neck, joint pain, muscle pain. It's because of inflammation. Your body knows there's inflammation there. Your body's already trying to fight it. Your body needs help. That's why it's still there. Relief factor is help. Help is on the way. Relief factor is not trying to mask your chronic pain. It's trying to get it out of your life completely. 100% drug-free. No drugs. A supplement that builds up in your body over time and your pain gets better and better and better until you're finally free of it. 3 weeks is $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday, only 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. Before we get to the email, I have to tell you, I'm having this moral dilemma, and I was going to probably wait till next hour or something, but I have to get it. I can't get it off my mind. You remember last week, if you were listening, you remember I told you when I walked into the bathroom in between segments, and there was a dude smoking weed in there. And it was obvious. There was only one other guy in the bathroom, and it reeked like weed, and it reeked like weed. And he comes out, and he's splashing water in his face because he's high as you can be, and he leaves. I told you that last week. Okay, you got me. Well, he leaves the bathroom, and he walks into another office in this building. Now, I know several people in management in the office in this building. The office he walked into, I know the managers, okay? I, just by happenstance, ended up running into one of them in the hall, and we were actually joking about the bathroom. And he said, man, people just go in there, they don't wash their hands. I'm like, I know, it's really gross. We start talking about it, and I say, yeah, some dude was smoking weed in there last week. He works in your office. To which he says, he works in my office? Who was it? Now, here's what I did. I told him I didn't know. Now, obviously, I don't know the guy's name, but I dang sure know who it was. And it would, without explaining further, I don't want to be mean, it would not be difficult to explain who this person is. He stood out. I could have given him up right there. I don't know whether it's just a childhood thing, a guy code thing. I couldn't bring myself to tell on him. I can't do it. I can't be that guy. And I can't decide whether I did wrong or whether I did right. I gave him the, I don't know, and I moved on. What, Chris? Chris said, because of their business, I would say. Now, I can't tell you their business, obviously, but look, it's not national security interests. They're not making bulletproof vests for the troops or something. But I guess I understand what you're saying. I can't make myself narc on people. I can't do it. I've never been able to do it. I can't do it. I've been burned for it before because I'm not going to say, and I can't decide if I'm a terrible person, but it goes against my moral code and I couldn't do it. And part of me feels bad and part of me doesn't feel bad. What, Chris? I'm not going to tell you and then you'll narc. That's violating the principle anyway. That's knowingly violating the principle. And I do feel dirty and I do feel bad. Anyway, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Let's get to some of these emails. Hey, Balding Bronco. Recently, you were talking about how fat Jasmine Crockett and AOC are, and you were wondering what is happening. Pause in case you missed this. I wasn't trying to be mean. AOC is, especially for a communist, has historically been pretty attractive. Jasmine Crockett, same thing. They have noticeably put on 50 pounds each. Noticeably. They just have. It's hard not to notice it. They have. And I'm just curious why. Anyway, the guy goes on to say, you say they are simply slipping up with their fitness, but I have another theory. What if they're gaining weight on purpose? This is interesting. Over the past few years, commies have established fat people as yet another marginalized group, complete with roots and systemic racism and all that. And as you know, the more oppression points you collect, the greater your power and the larger your shield, which unironically they will need, he says, which is hilarious. As they both are already women of color, they have few options to upgrade their victim status. Just a thought I had. His name is Nika, or her name. Sorry, Nika. I don't know what you are, but very interesting. And it does jive with something we've talked about a lot, about how communists are at war with everything good. Everything. It's not just capitalism. It's the idea of success itself and the idea of beauty. Don't discount that. The idea that some people are beautiful, like me, some people are not, Chris, that is something that communists cannot abide. And so his solution is never to help Chris. That can't be done anyway. His solution is to destroy me. Then we're all equally ugly. And they'll do it to themselves. They would. I know you've seen these before and after pictures before of the usually young women who are a beautiful young lady. And she goes off, always in college. She goes off to college and she gets radicalized. And she comes back and it's her clothes are ratty and awful. And her head is half shaved and dyed purple. And it looks like, especially when you look at the before and after picture, you know, she was a cheerleader and beautiful and prom queen. And now she's a possum. It's terrible. You look at it and you think to yourself, it looks like that person tried to make themselves as ugly as humanly possible. And they did. I've told you before, I know former communists and I know former communist women, multiple. In every one of them, especially the hot ones, they talk about how guilty they felt being attractive. It was oppressive to them. It wasn't something they took pride in or even, I know, not that kind of pride. It wasn't even something they necessarily enjoyed. They would look at themselves in the mirror and know they were hotter than somebody else, and it made them feel terrible. Isn't that awful? It's hard to understand how really sick and evil communism is and how much it just sucks your happiness away. It's a joy sucker. That's what it is. Look, it's why they love having women kill their babies too. They love it. Not just the death of an innocent child. They understand that women who do this struggle with it for the rest of their lives. Maybe you are one of these women. And I do sympathize with you. I do. Give yourself some grace if you can, but preborn is here to stop that. Not just stop the killing, stop the guilt, stop the life of shame that women feel after it's done. Preborn has a network of clinics. They offer these women who have already decided on abortion, they offer them a free ultrasound. All we have to do is get her in the door. If we can just get her in the door, she'll hear that heartbeat and she will choose life. And that's what your $28 does. Or whatever you give, it's all tax deductible. Give as much as you want. We have people giving from foundations every year, as much as you want. Preborn.com/Jesse saves a life. Might be the most important thing you ever do. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.